Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, beginning of verse 37. And Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments." So, here we are, through 1 month of the 2018 New Year. And I suppose by now we have an idea of where we're headed, and our plan for the New Year is working out pretty good. Or we see where we're a little off track. But here's a thought I want to throw out for us to think about this year. Are you headed toward what is important? The other night, Linda had something she needed to go to. I wasn't invited to, so I accepted an invitation to have dinner with some friends in the neighborhood. We live in a beautiful golf course community, and it wasn't long before the conversation at the table turned to complaining about the number of cart paths and sand traps which needed some repair on the 18-hole golf course. I quickly realized how much I didn't care about those numbers of cart paths, bunkers, and other stuff they thought needed fixing. And as I listened, I wrote down a number on a napkin in front of me, 26,000. Just from my own perspective and to keep from screaming out loud listening to the conversation. Experts suggest that 26,000 plus children will die today in the world because of starvation or diseases which are clearly preventable. Here's another, unrelated to the number of sand traps or cart paths needing repair. 554,000 people in the United States were homeless last year, a number higher than the year before. In, I might add, one of the wealthiest church-laden countries in the world. It's also estimated that between 1.3 and 1.7 million youth in the United States between the ages of 13 to 17, were homeless last year for at least one night, but often more nights, due to being runaways from physical or sexual abuse in their homes, or in and out of foster care trying to take care of them, substance abuse or trafficking issues they were roped into. And around the world, the number of defenseless adults and children trafficked for forced labor and sex is estimated at 41 million. All while one in five children in this great country go to bed hungry each night, and around the world at much more alarming rates than that. A world where billions suffer and billions don't know Christ. But then there's the sand traps and the cart paths for us to deal with. So with almost 1 month gone in 2018, where are we heading? That is important. Are we headed each day to make a difference using our gifts, abilities, and platforms of influence and impact? Have you ever stopped to think about the difference that you could make within your own areas and platforms of influence? I wonder if we truly appreciate how far out into our communities and world our platform and potential for positive impact actually could reach if we began to really step out, maybe beyond our uncertainty, beyond our fear that we rejected, whatever. In a couple of weeks, tens of billions of dollars will be spent on related purchases. The guesstimate last year, 2017, was over $14 billion. But tens of billions of dollars will be spent on related purchases and to produce and advertise during one of the world's biggest sporting events, the NFL's Super Bowl. $150 million-plus dollars will be wagered on the Super Bowl. And for these next few weeks leading up to it, the world and media focus will be nonstop on that event. For what purpose, I'd ask? Potential player protests again, maybe. That'll be exciting, wouldn't it? A trophy? For what? All that attention and all that money. For what? While that is going on, spring training for the Major League Baseball season is 3 weeks away. NCAA basketball teams and critics turned experts are already projecting tournament seeding for the annual spring NCAA moneymaker known as March Madness. And the National Football League's multi-billion-dollar machine will continue to grease its gears with free agent signings and coaching changes for one and only one purpose, winning and money, at the exclusion of almost everything else. Millions will be spent on new stadiums, practice facilities, and offices in college and pro ranks just to keep up with each other. As I said, it is conservatively estimated that 27 million adults and 13 million children will be forced into sexual trafficking systems in this country and others around the world in this year alone. Tens of thousands will be trafficked, it is guesstimated, based on past history, and forced to service the Super Bowl patrons this year. One in five children will go to bed hungry tonight, while 26,000 children around the world will die today from hunger or preventable diseases. And other numbers. Numbers. Money. Sand traps. Cart paths. Winning. Championships. Trophies. Lives. You and me. Is it really that important that we hold a trophy high or win or lose a game? Really? Really? Or is there something more important we could do by using the elevated platform of influence and potential for impact that we will get if we win that trophy? Maybe doing something that would make a real difference in the world or in the one life God puts in front of us and will put in front of us today or tomorrow and every day thereafter. Think about this for a moment. When your life is over, and you and others look back on all the years, what will your answer to these questions be? Did you do what you were created to do? And then this one, what did your life stand for? What do people remember about you? Did you make a difference for good in all the lives that you could have? Was it about others, or was it about you and your achievements during your life? A dear friend of mine is now a coach in the National Basketball Association. And I have the privilege of sharing pregame devotionals and prayer with him before almost all of his games each year. And I've done that for a number of years, also while he was coaching in college. As a matter of fact, he was the one instrumental in asking me to start this Tuesday morning devotional call. A few years ago, while he was speaking to a men's group, he was asked if winning the 2006 and 2007 NCAA basketball national championships was the pinnacle of his life and career. He said that those back-to-back championships certainly were a thrill, and at the time he thought it might have been the most important thing he had done. But then Billy told them that a few years after all that happened, he recommitted his life to Jesus Christ as his Savior and began to follow him as Lord, and realized that his relationship with Christ was the most important thing in his life. And it directed and redirected everything else in his life. Family, coaching, ministry, outreach, stewardship of resources, activities, habits, etc., etc., everything. He still strives to use the gifts and the abilities God gave him to be the very best coach he can be and to lead his players and teams to the same, because doing that, he realizes, honors God. He realizes that God made him an achiever, but now he's using that passion, that achieving approach to life to honor God and with God. And he realizes that now doing it with God, he has an incredible opportunity and duty to use the platforms on which God has placed him and the success which God has entrusted him with to make a difference in the world and in the lives around him for good. The trophies, the championships, financial gains, and other things are nice, but only because they can be used to make a difference with God in the world, all to glorify God by helping others. It was no longer important just to win championships and trophies to make money or to have fame or collect awards or be recognized as the best in your sport as a coach. What is important to Billy is what he did with those. Now, always trying to head toward and focus on what is important, using his platform and influence to make an eternal difference in the lives around him with the gifts, the resources, and abilities he was given. Maybe that's what we should always be looking to do, to head toward what is important in our lives, to touch the world with our lives, glorifying God, reaching for a bigger cause and a bigger purpose than self and things. Maybe That should be our focus. It's just a thought for today. The reality is this, my friends. God has given all of us incredible gifts, abilities, and talents, deep reservoirs of passion, so many opportunities, and in many cases, resources which we can accumulate and keep, or we can use to help others. I wonder what he would want us to do. We can spend our time, talent, and resources to gather and store up more stuff and money, to seek more championships, trophies, and fame, to build bigger and more stadiums, even put our name on them. All for what? What will it get us and say about us on our last day here? Or we can remember the numbers and others, but the numbers that I mentioned earlier, 26,000 children dying each day of starvation or other preventable causes. 1 in 5 children go to bed hungry at night in this country alone, and worse in other places in the world. 41 million adults and children experiencing the unspeakable horrors of being trafficked. 554,000 homeless. Billions don't know Christ, etc., etc., etc. In all that is before us, I wonder if we are doing what God wants us to do with our lives. I know most of us are doing things to help, but look around. There is so much more to do. What are we doing? Are we headed toward the important, using our platforms, our gifts, resources, and abilities, wherever we are, to change the world around us? Are we doing that? American cultural anthropologist Margaret Mead once famously reminded us, quote, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has," close quote. So let me ask again, 1 month into 2018, are you headed toward what is important? If you're not, why aren't you? Here's a thought and challenge for us this year. Look for, head toward, embrace what is important with God in the lead. Head toward the important. Let your life stand for that. Let people remember that about you, that it was never about you, but all about making a difference in the world with God in the lead. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for my friends. I thank you for their lives. I thank you for their families. I thank you for the impact that they've already had. But Lord, I thank you for the reminder today, if for nobody else, then for me, to remember what our life should be about, that we should be about heading to the important, to focusing on the things that matter, to making a difference in the world with you and for you, to touching lives, using the platforms of influence, the things you trust us with, the successes we have that you've ensured for us, to use them all for your glory and for the good of others. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.